This is the CheckaPro Radio Show. CheckaPro Joe has assembled a team of pre-qualified home service contractors to bring you the latest in services, products, and techniques. Now, here's your host, the man with a hard hat and tool belt, CheckaPro Joe.
CheckaPro Joe here on the CheckaPro Radio Show, talking garage doors with Alex Dalton from Eco Garage Doors in Austin, Texas. Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm doing good today, Joe. How are you doing?
I am living the dream. Thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate it. A question's come into the radio show, and that is, how many quotes should I get for a garage door replacement? What do you think?
You know, I'm going to say three. You never just want one. Two sometimes isn't enough. I always tell my customer to get another quote. You know, obviously I want the sale, I want your work, but at the end of the day, I want you to be happy. I don't want you to have buyer's remorse. So always get, I'd say, two to three quotes, kind of gauge what other companies are charging, see how other companies are representing their brands, and just who you feel comfortable to work with in the long term.
I would agree with that. You want to get an idea of who you're working with. The most important thing, I feel, in home improvement, when someone's going to come onto your property and replace something such as a garage door, is that relationship, short and long term. You are buying something from an individual, and they're selling you something as an individual. And unless the pricing's all over the board or a huge difference, you really need to consider who is coming onto your property to provide that service. Now, I will tell you, we hear this all the time, Alex, where someone will say, I got three quotes, and they're all over the place. I got one guy quoting, you know, X, and then another guy, Y and Z, and Y was twice as much as X, and Z was twice as much as Y, four times as much as X. How do I know what to do? So when there's a price discrepancy there, what do people do with that price? They pick the middle guy?
Yeah, a lot of people do pick the middle guy. You know, some people even pick the higher guy, though. I don't really see it too often when people pick that lower guy. It really just depends. In my opinion, it depends on the sales guy, who you trust more, who's going to take care of you more. If the guy you trust more is the cheaper guy, I see people go that route too. We're not the cheapest. We're not the most expensive. We actually had it the other day where somebody was way less than us and then somebody else was way higher than us. We sold that door just because of how comfortable they felt with us. But I do know they liked the higher quote as well. You know, so it's just always beneficial to get more quotes. When you're doing something like this, the garage door is the largest moving piece, of your home. You know, it's something you want done correctly. It's something you want to be comfortable with. And once again, that I personally don't like having buyer's remorse. So if I'm shopping around for some home service, replacement items, or even if I'm going to the store, I do my research and I look around at price to make sure that I'm going to be happy at the end of the day.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. People buy from people they know, like, and trust. A lot of these services, like getting something repaired or replaced, seem like it's a commodity type thing. Well, it's the same product and the same type of service. The real question everybody needs to ask when they hire a home service professional coming into their house is, if I have a problem tomorrow, a week from now, a month or a year from now, will that home service professional still be available to me to back up their warranty? And that's really the critical thing.
Exactly. And that's some of the problems when you get some of those cheaper quotes too. It's just a guy in a truck, you know, it's got the tailgate warranty. You want to make sure that you're picking the right company, a reputable company, an insured company, someone that's been around and someone that's not going to blow you off if you give them a call and you're having an issue. So that's a good reason to also look at more quotes.
Alex, thank you so much for joining me today. Alex's information is located in the description of this podcast. Alex Dalton and Eco Garage Doors are a pre-qualified home service provider at checkapro.com. As always, Alex, thank you so much for joining me today on the program.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
CheckaPro is your local source for pre-qualified contractors. Stay tuned for more of the CheckaPro Radio Show.